You've likely heard the phrase Boise Nice. And yes, it is a thing. And there's a nonprofit dedicated to spreading this idea throughout the capital city, from the generosity and friendliness that you can expect. So joining us live today to talk more is the president and co-founder of the Boise Nice Project, Rourke O'Brien. Rourke, welcome to the program.
Yeah, welcome. Also, thank you for the invite to talk to about something I am passionate about and excited about.
Absolutely. So quickly, tell us what the Boise Nice Project is and its goal.
Well, let me give you a little background. We moved here 4 years ago, having experienced the impact of high growth and an influx of outsiders had on the way people kind of treated one another. And Boiseans and all Idahoans have long been regarded as some of the most welcoming and neighborly people, which led to the term Boise Nice, Boise Kind, you've heard. And that's precisely what we experienced upon our visit, but we can't take that for granted. So myself and Julia Kurtz Grant founded this as a nonprofit in early 2021. And the purpose of which is twofold, to incent, motivate, and inspire Boiseans and all Treasure Valley residents, including those new to the area, to continue the warm and welcoming way they treat each other. But secondly, we want to measure it through our Boise Nice Pro-Social Tendencies Measurement, PTM. Yes, it is a thing. Vetted and approved by the Boise State Institutional Review Board, the niceness trend over a 10-year period. The survey was designed and overseen by BSU professor Jack Marr, and those results can be viewed on our website at boisenice.org.
And so tell me a little bit about some of the results that you found in this survey that you created.
Well, it's interesting because the way the survey is designed, it is, you know, are people being nice because there's something in it for them, or are they being nice because they're just like being nice people? And it really proved the latter, that people really don't have anything they expect to get out of it, and they just plain are this way. And it's not an easy thing to, you know, to do. With more growth comes more anonymity and people feel less connected. Longtime Treasure Valley residents have already noticed the difference in recent years.
And do you think that it is this idea and attitude of Boise Nice, can it stay this way if we're more conscious about it? You know what I mean? Like, I think it's one of those things where I know, like, you know, if I'm in the car and there's someone kind of waiting at a crosswalk or something like that, I usually, you know, wave them through. Right. And that is, it's kind of it's a simple thing, but it's also something that you don't see in other cities all the time.
You don't. We've had folks visit, family members and guests visit, you know, here, and they're just sort of blown away by that. She goes, you know, wow, that's something you aren't going to see in such and such a place. Or, you know, are these people for real? Or is it some sort of a Truman Show deal? You know, where they're kind of putting this all together to make us want to be here. If you try to imagine coming from a place where something as simple as smiling or waving to someone you don't know is considered strange, and whereas not smiling or waving back to someone you don't know here might even be considered rude, try to imagine the reaction to that. You know, it's not like, what's that guy waving, that woman waving at me for? Do I know them?
Yeah. Well, I have to tell you, my husband is born and raised in Boise, and when we're out on the Greenbelt and he says hello or waves and someone doesn't say hello or wave back, he always goes, mighty friendly around here. It is one of his biggest pet peeves. Like,
but they don't, it's strange. I mean, if you've ever waved to a stranger at a subway in Manhattan, you know, you don't do it twice. So
Right.
You know what I mean? So it's kind of where, like, I'll give you an example of some things we've done. We did wave to a stranger day. I don't know if you saw that last January at billboards around town, and the mayor declared wave to a stranger day. People would think, well, why would you do that? Is it because people who are new to here don't know that you can do that, and you're not going to get it looked at funny. So we'll kind of make it a game out of it. Another thing.
And I love that idea.
Well, you know, it was a crazy thing. It came from with some help from Jump and their scream. I said, well, let's just create it on Wave to a Stranger Day and make it an annual thing. But hopefully it will stick to where you can do it every day.
And Rourke, I have about a minute left. And so I want to quickly get to your new app that you launched. So in our last minute, can you explain about that?
Yeah, that's our niceometer. Okay. And this is kind of a fun, playful thing. It's actually where people can go in, and it's a kind of a daily game anyone can play. And the people in Treasure Valley can check in daily on their phones or computers and get little points for nice and little things and big things they do. Our real primary focus is on the schools, and we're holding a back to school challenge starting in late September to engage students, teachers, and their parents in the project. So we're gamifying something to make it fun, and then they get little prizes for the winning classes or however we're going to do that. You know, something like donuts or something like that they'll get for their class.
And what's the name of the app?
It's called the Niceometer. If you go to our website, again, BoiseNice.org, scroll down a little bit, you'll see it'll say "Take the Niceness Challenge," and that's where you'll get into that app.
I love it. Well,
So,
Rook, I want to thank you so much for your time today and for coming on and talking to us. What a great way to end the show. We've been talking with President and Co-Founder of the Boise Nice Project, Rook O'Brien. I'm Gemma Gaudette.